Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. This year's Boston Marathon will be a virtual-only event. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh announced the cancellation of the traditional road race today. It had been postponed from April to September due to the coronavirus pandemic. Now, the race organizer, the Boston Athletic Association, will hold a week-long virtual marathon event instead. Joining us is the association's CEO, Tom Grilk. And Tom, who made the ultimate decision to cancel the race, the mayor or the BAA?
Well, it has to come from public authorities. So the mayor last night spoke with the governor, and there's been communication with the various other municipalities. The decision has to be made by those who are charged with maintaining public health and safety.
And I'm guessing they asked you for your say on it. What did you tell them?
Oh, we communicate frequently. Right now, facing what we face with 100,000 people dead in the United States from this disease, no one could sanely go forward with an event that would present a heightened risk to the health of runners, volunteers, spectators, people who live around here, everybody. It simply couldn't happen.
So I know, I mean, there's such a knock-on effect on this. I know that many runners have been in touch with the BAA to find out what happens. They were registered. How many had been registered for April and then September?
31,500.
And will they get refunds?
Yes. Yeah. Everybody who was entered will receive a refund. And then if they choose, they can participate in the virtual marathon, which will take place over the course of 7 days in September.
Now, what's that all about? It sounds a little gimmicky, but it's actually you're inviting people to actually run a marathon race.
Or run a marathon distance, at least. What we want to do is do the best we can to provide people with a set of experiences that will be meaningful and memorable for them, which is really what we try to do every year in putting on the Boston Marathon and all of the events that go around it. So leading up to what would have been Marathon Day, we will, as we always do, have a fan fest, which usually is a series of live interviews and panel discussions with champions and other interesting people, musical performances out in Copley Square. We'll do that virtually. I hope we'll have some pretty darn interesting people doing it. There is the expo when runners and families and others can acquire things, and we'll have some sort of virtual flavor of that. There is the pre-race pasta dinner every year.
How are you going to swing that one?
Well, that one we're not going to swing, but what we want to do is have people do a virtual Boston Marathon pre-race dinner where they live and go out to local restaurants and see if that won't help the economy a little bit at a time when that help is surely needed. After the race, we usually have a post-race party at Fenway Park. Well, people won't be able to go there, but we'll put together a virtual post-race party with some, I'm sure, very interesting entertainment and clips of what people have done in the virtual marathon as they ran. People will have 7 days, if they choose to do the virtual marathon, to go out and run 26 miles, run the marathon distance in 6 hours or less. We will send them with a marathon toolkit so that they get a printable finish line tape, starting line, that sort of thing. And then when they do it, they will submit their times to us in some electronic fashion, which is widely available now. And they will get their marathon shirt, their finisher's medal, their marathon bib that they would have worn on their chest in Boston. All they can run with it where they live. And I expect what we'll find from that in particular is an enormous display of creativity and imagination as people have some fun with it all over the world.
Wait, right, all over the world. So for those who won't be running the actual marathon course in Boston, could someone qualify if they're running the marathon length within 6 hours in Ethiopia or Kenya?
Well, the virtual run will not be a qualifier for future Boston marathons. There's simply too much uncertainty as to that. But we'll try to bring with it as much fun and potential for creativity as we can. This will be a Boston Marathon experience unlike any other. It won't be the wonderful weekend in Boston that it always is, but people will find a way to make something of it. From challenge often comes creativity and strength. We've seen that in Boston for a long time. There's been a lot of challenge that has come to the Boston Marathon, and it has always been met with a degree of resilience and strength and imagination that is heartwarming and inspiring. And I expect we'll see some of the same of that here. The Boston Marathon is not the embodiment of Boston Strong. It's just one example of it, and there are many.
That's surprising, hearing that come from the head of the Boston Athletic Association. And I guess, so the runners, it's okay if you don't have a Heartbreak Hill equivalent.
You just pick whatever 26.2 miles, 42-kilometer course you choose to run. If you want to run 42 kilometers up a hill, good luck to you. I think that'll be a rare choice, but there'll be some mighty interesting ones, I'm sure.
That's right. Now, assuming that there's going to be a 2021 marathon, and you don't know right now, none of us knows, do runners who had qualified for this year get any kind of advantage in entering next year's race?
Well, the most direct question is, do they get guaranteed entry next year? Do they get deferred? And the answer is no, because we simply don't know what 2021 may look like. So we can't defer people into an uncertain future. It's not fair to anybody. What we will do for people is recognize their qualifying time for 2020. So what will happen is we will begin the qualifying window, so-called, for the 2021 Boston Marathon as of September of 2018, which is when the 2020 qualifying window began. So from September of 2018 until registration opens for 2021, probably late in this September, anybody can go out and run a qualifying time, and or they can use a qualifying time that they ran anytime from September of 2018 until then.
Nice to talk to you. Tom Groelk, CEO of the Boston Athletic Association. Thank you, and good luck with a virtual marathon in September.
Lisa, thank you. The real good fortune should go to all the people who will dazzle us with their imagination.